From NPR News in Washington, I'm Dave Mattingly. President Obama is taking his push for a health care overhaul to the Midwest today as Democrats and Republicans in Congress debate whether there are enough votes for passage. As Dan Bobkoff with member station WCPN reports, the president will be making the case this afternoon in Northeast Ohio.
As the U.S. House nears a final vote on health care overhaul, President Obama's visit to Strongsville will be his third campaign-style event in a week to rally support for the issue. Strongsville is a Cleveland suburb that tends to lean right. He lost to John McCain in the city by 5 percentage points. But the bulk of residents there are independents, and John Green of the University of Akron says the trip could have a marginal effect if it can sway skeptical swing voters.
But the critical politics of the moment is to firm up support among Democrats. And to the extent that he can get independent-leaning voters to pay attention to Democrats, to maybe put pressure on Democratic members, then it could make a difference.
House Democrats are hoping to vote on the health care overhaul bill by the end of the week. For NPR News, I'm Dan Bobkoff in Cleveland.
Federal safety officials say they don't know what triggered that runaway Toyota Prius on a California freeway this month. Engineers from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration checked out the car and did a 2-hour test drive. They say they were unable to replicate the unintended acceleration reported by the driver, James Sykes. His Prius hybrid hit speeds of 94 miles per hour on a San Diego freeway before a highway patrol officer helped stop the car. John Gomez is Sykes' attorney.
They haven't been able to replicate a single one of these events ever. That's the problem. NHTSA's never been able to replicate an event involving sudden unintended acceleration. Toyota denies it happens at all.
A spokesman for California Congressman Daryl Issa, who chairs the House Oversight Committee looking into safety problems at Toyota, says this raises some questions.
On the surface, and this is something Mr. Sykes will ultimately have to address, the sequence of events that he relayed are not being supported by the data.
Later today, Toyota releases its findings into Sykes' runaway Prius. In Iraq, 8 people are dead in a car bombing in Fallujah. NPR's Nishant Tahia has more from Baghdad.
The apparent target was an Iraqi army patrol. The bomb missed the patrol, and all those killed and wounded are civilians. Last week, 3 bodyguards of a prominent Sunni sheikh were found murdered in Fallujah. One was beheaded and 2 shot dead. This latest bout of violence comes as early results from Iraq's March 7 national poll show that Prime Minister Maliki's coalition is pulling ahead. The race, however, continues to be tight, and no single bloc is expected to win a majority. A long and fractious road to forming a coalition government lies ahead, and a prime minister is not expected to take office for months. Nishant Dahiya, NPR News, Baghdad.
And this is NPR News from Washington. The Federal Reserve dominates the economic calendar this week as Wall Street comes off a mixed close for stocks. Steve Beckner of Market News International reports on what numbers investors will be looking at.
Today, the Fed's Industrial Production Index will show output by the nation's factories, mines, and utilities in February. And the New York Federal Reserve Bank's Empire State Survey will give an early look at March manufacturing. Tomorrow, the Commerce Department will report last month's housing starts and building permits. But the main focus will be a meeting of the Fed's policymaking Federal Open Market Committee. The Fed's afternoon rate announcement will be read carefully for any hint as to when it will start raising interest rates. Wednesday, the Labor Department's Producer Price Index will gauge the pace of wholesale inflation last month. Thursday, it will release the more closely watched Consumer Price Index. And the Conference Board's Index of Leading Indicators will provide a barometer of future economic activity. For NPR News, I'm Steve Beckner.
It's believed a heart attack is what killed actor Peter Graves just shy of his 84th birthday. The actor, best known for his roles in the 1960s TV series Mission Impossible and the 1980 movie Airplane, collapsed outside his Los Angeles home yesterday. Graves portrayed Agent Jim Phelps in Mission Impossible with the self-destructing tape recorder that began each episode. In Airplane, he played a bumbling airline pilot alongside co-pilot and then NBA star Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Graves also hosted the A&E series Biography, in addition to dozens of other film and TV roles. I'm Dave Mattingly, NPR News in Washington.